Hi, welcome to wilsonlaling.com. This is our leadership podcast. Today I have my dear friend with me, Pastor Kop Chai. Pastor Kop Chai is the founder and senior pastor of the X Church in Bangkok. And Pastor Kop Chai has also been a high profile businessman in Thailand. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's such
thank
a wonderful
thing. Thank you for inviting
thing.
Me.
Yes, to have you here with us. Just to help our audience understand a little bit about yourself, could you just tell me briefly what sort of business you were involved in, or what level of business you were involved in Thailand?
Yes. At the moment, I'm not working in the business world full time anymore. I'm just a director of the company.
Yeah.
Right. So I've been helping the company at a few companies. One is like a holding company. Mm-hmm. of our family.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm acting like a one director of the board of directors.
Yeah.
And also I'm being appointed as the director of the one listed companies within the group. Yeah, so I'm one of the directors. So basically my duty is that to be there when the meeting take place. So I have to be in the meeting and then voice my opinion or some suggestion to the CEO, the president of the company, something like that.
Yes. Maybe you could describe your I guess your family was involved in hotel, retail, shopping centers or something.
Yes.
Like that.
Basically the business that the family doing is mostly in the service industries.
Yes.
Like a department store business, shopping mall development and hotel development, retail store development, those kind of things that we are doing. Yes.
So it's a significant business in Thailand and
yes,
probably a little bit abroad as well, isn't it?
So we have like the company has been the business been established like more than 6 years.
Wow.
Yes, and we've been expanding the business continuously, and at the moment the business now start expanding into Vietnam, into Malaysia as well, as well as to many European countries, in England, in Germany, in Italy, and other countries in Europe.
That sounds huge.
Yes. Altogether, we with the people who work within these businesses, maybe about, I don't remember exactly, probably more than 50,000 people.
Wow, yeah. That is a huge business. So with all your level of business involvement, and yet at the same time, you founded and you are the pastor of X Church. Could you tell us briefly how many years now you started the church, the X Church?
Yes, I think basically, what I'm doing is not different from other businessmen in the church or any church, because we have only 24-hour day.
Yes.
And then within a certain period of time, then I work during that those periods of time. Yes. So at the meeting where I have to be there, so I try to do my best at a certain period of time when there's a meeting of the board of directors. So I try to voice my opinion, which I think will be beneficial, I think, to the people who are running the business. Yes. So I think everyone probably the same, because we have 24-hour day. We can be busy, I think, at a certain period of time of the day. And so I try to manage my time well. So I'm thinking of how to manage the time. Some portion of time have to be with the company, because I have to sit in the meetings.
Yes.
And certain of time, more or less the rest of the time, I'm quite involved with serving God in the church. So spending a lot of time trying to thinking, planning, organizing, coordinating, meeting with people to give some advices to leaders of the church and also various people who need some suggestions.
Preparing for your preaching and teaching.
Yes.
So, and how long, when did you start the ex-church? How many years now has it been?
Right now, it's about 15 years.
15 years?
Yes, 15 years.
Yeah. How large now is the ex-church?
How many people,
yes.
you mean? Right now, I think every Sunday, there will be people who come together, maybe around 800, 900, something like that. Yes.
And of that percentage, what percentage do you think would be business people?
The business people probably is about 30% of the whole church population. Yes.
Which is an incredible percentage, because I think I'll probably be correct in saying that probably almost all churches in the world would not have that high percentage of business people in the church. So that's really incredible. What would you say would be some of the things that you have done to reach out to so many businessmen to come to be part of the church?
Yes. I think our group has been started from the businessmen group in the church.
Okay.
Yes. At one time, I think our pastor asked us to set up one business group of people.
Yes.
So we assemble members of the business people.
Right.
And then, so we train, I think, the business people, the members who are in the group, to reach out for their family members, their friends who are non-believers.
Yeah.
Yes, and they have been doing very well. They bring in, mostly because they are business people.
Yes.
So they bring in their cousin, their family members who are business people, and then train those people to be grounded in scripture and in discipleship making. So they train them in serving the Lord. Yes. So it will come quite natural for our group of people reach out to business people, and when they come to know the Lord, train them up to be a good disciple in Christ. Yes, very natural.
This is amazing, because what I guess would be natural for you, a lot of other churches actually find it challenging to mobilize their business people, because business people have some unique challenges. How did you deal with these unique challenges? Because many business people are very busy. They are very passionate about their business, or they are very caught up perhaps with their business. How did you help deal with those challenges?
Basically, we just train them up in the scripture, and then translate that into their lives, which means that they are first and foremost, they are disciples of Jesus.
Yes.
But they are disciples of Jesus in the context of they live in the business world.
Yes. Yes.
So they must be conscious about this role.
Yes.
And so when they in the business world, they will be very conscious that the job that they are doing is God has given them to do.
Yeah.
And within that context, God has moved them, I think, to get to know business people all around them.
Yeah.
Maybe they're in the business with their family, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a family business.
Yes.
And their family are non-believers. Mm-hmm. So they will start sharing the gospel to the families.
Yeah.
And then they start sharing the gospel to their friends or associate in the business environment. So they start to hint about the gospel here and there, sometimes bring those people to hear more, I think, gospel, something like that. So do this, do that, and then bring them to see some members of the LG group. Well, secondly, we train people to work in team. Without working in team, people in the business world will feel very lonely.
Yes.
But with the members in the LG group work together, so they feel strengthened, they feel encouraged, they feel that God is with them.
Yep.
Because the brothers and sisters in the LG group work with them.
Yeah.
So one bring the non-believer who may be cousins of some members or maybe friends in the business circle to come in. Everybody will chip in, help, giving testimonies, and we also remind people that you need to tell the gospel, give testimony how Jesus changed their lives.
Yes.
Because in Rome 10, chapter 10, verse 17 said, faith come by hearing and hearing by the pronouncing the gospel of Jesus. So if people give testimonies and tell people clearly and without any shyness, just tell clearly, when I'm a sinner, I drank a lot, I'm spend nightlife a lot, something like that. They have to be forward. Sort of open, open their lives, I think, to people. While before they came to know the Lord, this kind of lifestyle they are in, they were in, and when they came to know the Lord changed them, how the Lord changed them, something like that.
Amen.
So they keep clear and sort of matter-of-factly
The
testimony.
Gospel and stories,
people will see, wow, God is powerful. He can change people's lives. So He can change mine, my life as well. Something like that. People will start opening with the power of the gospel.
Amen. Yes.
So by that, normally people in the business world, like people in any occupation, they have some sets of problems in their lives. Everybody has some problems of some kind. So when they really see the power of the gospel, they will say, hey, I want to be changed.
Amen.
I want to find love, the truth, and some meaning of life. And this is probably the way, something like that.
Amen.
So people become curiously, spiritually tuned into that channel.
Yes.
Yeah, and they start pursuing deeper and deeper. And God said, seek and you will find. Yeah. So we seek and then we find Jesus finally.
Yeah.
So
that's
this
amazing.
Is the kind of thing we told them. Have God firstly, when in the business world, be the light unto the world, deal with everyone sort of faithfully, don't take advantage, and become a good example, life good life example to everybody, then tell the gospel, never be quiet, because it's not automatically that people will understand the gospel, but through sharing again the gospel and how God changed people's life, then people will realize and understand, I think, the gospel, and working in team, because if there's no team, then people will feel dispirited. They want to be encouraged. They want a lot of encouragement. So through working as a team, people will feel more daring, more encouraged in spreading out the gospel.
Amen. That sounds like a wonderful, you know, you found a really effective approach to touch these people. Now, with businessmen, how do you raise them up into spiritual leadership? Because often many businessmen say they don't have enough time, or maybe they are more, how should I say, critical, because they're saying the church is not so effective, not very efficient, according to my business thinking. So sometimes they are thinking it's not the best investment of time. How did you deal with those sort of matters?
So we sort of try to remind them of the power of the gospel. So because God said, if you seek the first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He will provide you with everything you need. So we try to repeat this scripture over and over, that if they follow God, they'll be faithful to Him, and then seek Him seriously, and God will provide everything they need. So they will start thinking in terms of time management now. People, when they worry so much about the business, they will spend a lot of time, yes, with the business.
Yeah.
But in the economic theory, it said once you spend a lot more time, then you get what they call into the peak return. And once you pass the peak of return and you spend more time, you get declining rate of return.
Ah, that's powerful. Yes.
Yes. This is economic theory.
Mm-hmm.
So when normally people spend 8 or 9 hours a day in working, that is the peak time. So if they spend the 10 now, 11 now, the 12 hour, the return of that time is start declining.
Yeah.
Yes. So we sort of link into economic theory as well, something like that. This is a research. Everyone who study economics will go through this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we said, so you apportion time wisely.
Yes.
Put first thing in the first place. Spend quiet time with the Lord first. Every day.
Mm.
If you have 15 minutes, spend 15 minutes. If you have half an hour, you spend half an hour. Right. But spend time with the Lord in reading the scripture and in pray and worship. And once God with you, then you pray about your work, and God will give you wisdom, understanding how to spend, how to do the business. Yes. This is what I was doing in the past. So every day before morning, I spend time with the Lord, praying, worshiping, and then after that, I ask Him, Lord, you are Lord of all businesses in this world. You know everything. You know the secret of make the business successful.
Yes.
Give me wisdom. Give me understanding. Lead me today into I went to work at that time, and the Lord led me into some new thinking, innovation thinking, something like that, new creative thinking, a new way of doing business, something like that. So I knew from my experience that it would work for anybody.
Mm.
So most of the people who believe in God, who have faith in Him, normally they would do quite okay. Yeah,
yes.
All of them, they
yes.
will do. Even in economic downturn like this, they're still doing fine, yes,
mm.
in terms of profitably, their
yes.
business
yes.
doing well.
Wonderful.
So, but anybody who worries so much, anybody who doesn't want to spend time with the Lord, don't pray in faith that God will lead them, they're normally in trouble
okay.
in their business. Yes, but we still, in a way, we have the leaders, because they are, many of them are businessmen, right? They will say, hey, come and talk to me. Well, you have problem in your business. Okay, tell me about it. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
So we give advice in term of experiential.
So the practical,
in the practical
advice
world
and coaching as well.
Yes.
That's
yes.
incredible. Because, you know, and it's amazing that even Pastor Nurot, who is
mm-hmm.
your executive pastor, is that what he is?
You mean Dr. Nurot?
Yeah, Dr. Nurot.
Yeah, the most, all of our pastors, they are in the business world.
Yeah.
We don't have full-time preachers, full-time pastors.
Mm.
The church starts by, everyone is in the business world.
Yes.
So it's been going on like this for 15 years.
Which is an incredible thing.
So but they work in team, like I said before. Everything, they work in team. Every need in the church will be taken care of, and they understand that very well.
Okay.
It's been going on like this for 15 years now.
Wonderful. It's just incredible.
So everyone chip in, all the businessmen, they come in and they share some time together, serving God together.
Wow, that's really
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Would there be any advice you would give to a pastor who's
mm-hmm.
hoping to start up a businessman ministry? Is there some advice, some tips you
yes.
give them?
Yeah. Firstly, I would say that train the businessman to think biblically and have faith in the scriptures of God, that
mm.
God, if they seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and then they follow God, follow Him every day, He will bless them.
Yes.
This is the first thing. When they don't have faith in God, they will start helping themselves by their own effort.
Mm.
Yeah. Then things get into some a little entanglement in their mind. No? Yes. Mm. But if they believe in God, they start having less worrying. So they think more clearly. Basically, the business, business people understand that. If you have clear mind, and you have clear thinking, and you have clear plan, and you have success later on. Yes, they have to believe that. They spend time with the Lord, pray a lot, and go out every day, shine forth the life of Jesus within themselves, and then deal with everyone faithfully, sincerely, and then work hard, because in the scriptures said we have to be diligent like an ant. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to work hard like ants. Ants start working when sunrise, and then stop working and go into their nest when sunset. Yes, every day like that. Yeah. So work very hard all through the day, and things will pay back for sure, because the Lord designed our time that way.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. You know, this is gems of wisdom and experience from you, and you have demonstrated by building this great church with so many business people.
Yes.
So thank you so much for your time. It's been a wonderful pleasure to have you come and share with us.
Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you.
We trust you've been blessed by the word today. Do visit www.wilsonlyling.com for more messages and teachings. For the latest news and updates, follow Facebook and Instagram, wilson.lyling.